Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
So yesterday, we listened to a talk about how to eat healthily at work.
A speaker called Kelvin was saying that by eating the right food, workers could become more productive.
Yeah, they wouldn't run out of energy during their work days.
He started off with breakfast and told people to get plenty of protein.
Yep, things like lean ham, eggs, and fish. And this keeps people feeling full and satisfied so they won't snack.
And for lunch, more protein was recommended along with some carbohydrates.
But Calvin said the best carbs or carbohydrates came from whole grain sources like brown rice and wheat.
This should keep people full of energy and satisfied through the day. He also said people should snack on fruit and nuts.
Yeah, not chips and donuts, sadly. Okay, in today's article, we're going to read a blog by a woman who has tried a special kind of diet and wants to write about it to see if other people are interested. Let's check it out.
Reading.
What the Whole Foods Diet Can Do For You. Emma's Post, September 29th. Hi everyone! I recently started a whole foods diet. All you need to do is eat food in its natural state. This means cutting out food that has extra things added to it. Here are some examples of this. I make fruit smoothies instead of drinking sugar-heavy fruit juices.Also, I started cooking chicken in a healthy way rather than buying chicken nuggets. Finally, I make sure I get plenty of whole grains. Following this diet has helped me lose weight and a little body fat. This is because there's less added unhealthy fat, salt, and sugar in the food I'm eating. I also feel healthier, and I have more energy to do things. What's more,I read that I'm getting more important vitamins through this diet. These things help my health in ways I can't see. I encourage everyone to try the Whole Foods diet and see if it works for you. The links below tell you more about it.
So part two of the article begins by saying...Emma's post, September 29th. So we know that this is a blog, like an online diary, because she's making a post or entry on September 29th.
Okay, and she writes, Hi everyone, I recently started a whole foods diet.
Cool, now let's look at the adverb recently. R-E-C-E-N-T-L-Y, recently.Recently means a short time ago. Now, it might be days or it could mean weeks. The exact time frame isn't important. The main idea is that the thing happened not long ago, so whatever it is, it's still important in the present.
Okay, recent 这个字呢当作形容词表示最近的。例如呢 ,the outfit is a recent purchase. Okay, 这个服装呢是我最近采购的。Recently 呢则是它的副词就用来表示时间了不久前。课文就说呢这个 Emma 怎么样呢她不久前开始了新的饮食计划。We also learned that the diet Emma started was a whole foods diet.
Yeah, and the article actually helps to explain what it is. But before we start reading through it, maybe you could give the Chinese translation.
Yeah, sure. It's 天然食物,原型食物.
Thanks, Sam. So Emma explains it by writing, All you need to do is eat food in its natural state.So there we go. Whole foods is food in its natural state. Natural is spelled N-A-T-U-R-A-L. Natural. And it means how something is found in nature with nothing being changed about it or added to it. Now, this doesn't mean the food can't be cooked. It just means food companies don't add anything to it. Extra sugar, salt, flavor...Natural materials are things like wood and stone and so on, while plastic is not found in nature. It's not natural. Humans have to make it.
OK,natural 这个字呢它是一个形容词哦，表示天然的。例如呢刚刚 Pat 举例了像是石头啊木头这些材料呢都是天然的 natural material。那塑胶呢 plastic 呢是人做出来的，所以呢我们说是人工的，我们英文呢可以说 artificial。例如呢 artificial flower, 人造花，它呢就不是天然的。另外呢补充它的名词哦 ,natural 呢就是指自然的，例如呢我们说大自然，我们呢会说 mother nature。Okay, Emma gives more examples of natural whole food. She writes, this means cutting out food that has extra things added to it.
Okay, and if you cut something out, it means you stop eating, stop buying that thing, and so on. Since we're talking about food and diets, cutting out food means you stop eating that food.
Okay, 所以呢 cut 这个动词呢就是剪掉了，所以呢Cut something out 就是表示呢，我们把这件事情除掉，再也不做这件事情了。通常呢，是因为这个事情呢对你是有害的哦。例如呢 ，cut out smoking， 停止抽烟，或是呢，你也可以说 quit smoking， 或者是 stop smoking， 戒掉、停止的意思。Cut out smoking，cut 到任何事情呢，就表示你不再做这件事情了。In this case， Emma started cutting out food with extra things added.
Okay, so Sam just used the word extra, E-X-T-R-A, extra, which means something that is more than or added to what is normally or naturally existing. Like asking for a pizza with extra cheese means a pizza with more cheese than normal on top. If you're in a hotel and you want one more towel or pillow than the room has, you want an extra towel or an extra pillow.
Extra 这个字呢就表示额外的，除了原本的我们在外加上去的，这个呢就可以叫做 extra。 另外呢刚刚 Pat 举例呢，你订披萨，哎，你要加这个怎么样 extra cheese， 就是呢比原本的再加更多。或许是呢另一个更简单的例子，我们在看衣服的尺码，我们看到 L 呢就表示 large 大件的，那特大号呢它会写 XL、mm-hmm. 这个 X 呢就表示 extra， extra large 比大的还要更大，就是呢形容特大号的 extra那就是用来表示额外的。Emma then writes, here are some examples of this.
Okay, and this is the good bit because we're now going to get specific examples of whole foods and how you guys can try them if you want. So she writes, I make fruit smoothies instead of drinking sugar-heavy fruit juices. So a smoothie is a thick, smooth drink made with fresh fruit and usually yogurt, milk, or ice cream. Now, I'd guess that she uses yogurt as that's the most healthy.
Probably not ice cream.
Probably not ice cream.
Okay, smoothie 这个字呢中文呢就翻译为水果冰沙哦。课文就说呢你应该喝这种是用天然水果打的冰沙，而不是呢外面这边说是 sugar heavy， 也就是呢加了一大堆糖的这种果汁哦。那这边呢用了这个片语哦 instead of 呢它就用来连接哦 A instead of B 这个句型呢就表示应该是 A 而不是 B 了 OK Here's another example Emma writes that Also I started cooking chicken in a healthy way rather than buying chicken nuggets
Yep and rather than is kind of similar to instead、yes. of We use it to show that we do or choose one thingand not another thing. So in this case, Emma cooks chicken by grilling it, probably, maybe cooking it in another healthy way without lots of oil, and she stops buying chicken nuggets. Now, chicken nuggets, like at McDonald's and、yes. stuff like that, that's pieces of chicken that's covered in breadcrumbs or kind of in a sort of dough, and then、yeah. deep fried. So it's not very healthy.
OK, 所以呢我们课文这边呢 Emma 就说呢她学会了用更健康的方法呢来烹调鸡肉，而不是呢去买这个很不健康的鸡块了。首先呢我们来看到 rather than 这个片语呢就跟刚刚说的 instead of 一样哦 A rather than B 表示呢与其 B 不如 A。另外呢 ,chicken nuggets 就是鸡块了。例如呢你去刚刚提到这些素食店买的这个鸡块餐哦。这些鸡块呢我们就叫做 chicken nuggets, 就是我们说不太健康哦。因为通常他们是包裹在豆就是面团里面然后拿下去油炸的。听起来呢就不太健康。所以呢回到我们的课文 ,then Emma writes, finally, I make sure I get plenty of whole grains.
Okay, so whole grains. That was something that was mentioned yesterday, remember? That's the grain, all the grain with all the nutrition, whereas some things like white rice, they cut out a bit of the grain, so it's not quite as healthy. Okay, next, Emma moves on to writing about the effects of this whole food diet. She's talked about how she does it. Now she's talking about what the results have been. So she writes, following this diet has helped me lose weight and a little body fat. Now, you might think, what, weight, fat, that's the same. They're not quite the same, okay? You can lose fat, but gain weight. Because muscle weighs more than fat. So if you work out a lot, you become very big and muscular, you won't actually lose all your weight because you'll just have these big, heavy muscles. You will lose your fat. So a lot of the time, yeah, lose fat equals lose weight, but it's not always the same. You can lose a bit of fat, but your weight might stay the same because you've gained muscle.
Ah, like you change the how your body...
Exactly, you change how it works. So often it does mean the same thing, but weight and fat are two different things. Make sure you remember that when you diet or exercise.
Okay, so I guess that's great news for Emma. Mm-hmm. Now she writes that this is because there's less added unhealthy fat, salt, and sugar in the food I'm eating.
Okay, so there we go. We've got some cause and effect sort of science. Less fat, less sugar, less salt.
Yes.
Those things, less of that makes you healthier. And we also see that Emma writes, I also feel healthier,
okay.
So she just feels better in general, and I have more energy to do things. Remember, we used the word energy yesterday, the power you need to do stuff.
So what happened to Emma is kind of like what Calvin was saying in yesterday's lesson, mm-hmm. about why workers should eat more healthy food. They have more energy, so they can be more productive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds like Emma is getting the same benefit.
Exactly. Next, we see that what's more, she writes, which is a way we can add information, what's more, I read that I'm getting more important vitamins through this diet. We say she reads because she can check out information online,
mm-hmm.
find out, okay, if I do this. So not only is she looking better, feeling healthier, more energy, but she reads because she can't tell.
Yeah.
By looking, but she reads that she's getting more vitamins. Now, we've kind of mentioned vitamins once or twice already. Let's look at it in more detail. The word is spelled V-I-T-A-M-I-N, vitamin. In the UK, we say vitamin.
Vitamin.
So don't worry if you sometimes hear it different. Vitamin, vitamin, it's the same. It is a kind of nutrient. Vitamins are natural chemicals that our body needs to grow. Since the body cannot make these chemicals itself, we need to eat them in our diet. Many are identified as letters like vitamin A, B, C, D, and so on. Vitamin D is good for our bones. Some B vitamins are used in the blood and so on.
OK, vitamin 呢这个字呢听到应该就要知道了，因为呢中文呢就是从音译而来的，就是呢我们中文说的维他命哦，听起来跟 vitamin 就是几乎是一模一样。例如呢我们果汁呢上面最喜欢印上这个 vitamin C, 维他命 C 哦，或者是呢我们晒太阳会有这个维他命 D, vitamin D, 它能对你的骨骼很好。另外刚刚 Pat 提到的这个 vitamin B, 这个 B 群呢通常呢我们最常见是在哪，就是在这个机能饮料，因为你补充这个之后就会觉得很有能量。Okay, Emma explains why these are important by adding, these things help my health in ways I can't see.
Yeah, you need to make sure you get the vitamins, but you won't really know until your doctor says, you don't have enough of this or something like that. But you have to make sure because there are a lot of diseases your body gets if you don't get enough. So next, Emma is going to give her readers a suggestion. She writes, I encourage everyone to try the whole foods diet and see if it works for you. So this word encourage, E-N-C-O-U-R-A-G-E, encourage, to encourage someone, it can mean to say, you can do it, I believe in you, and so on. Now the way it's used in this article is similar but slightly different. Here, To encourage someone to do something means to try to persuade someone to do something by giving support and advice. You're showing the good results that can come from something, then saying to this person, go on, you can do that too. You can get the same benefits as me.
OK, 所以呢 encourage 这个字呢我们看到就是 EN 跟 courage 的组合 EN 呢就是有使什么东西有能力的意思、哦、那 courage 呢指的则是勇气所以 encourage 给你勇气、哦、看到我们刚刚拍这么正向就知道 encourage 就是鼓励的意思、哦、那它的用法呢我们就是可以说呢 encourage someone to do something鼓励呢谁来做什么事情哦那课文的句子呢你也可以用 suggest 建议但是呢 encourage 感觉是会更正面更有能量咯
Okay, and the last thing Emma writes is the links below tell you more about it. Now when we're talking about the internet and being online like this blog, a link is a kind of bit of special text. Mm-hmm. You click on it and it takes you to a different web page.So what Emma has done here, though you won't see them in our article, is put some web page addresses, which act as links to the pages, that people can click on if they want to read some more information or get other people's opinions about a whole foods diet.
OK, 所以呢我们这边看到了 Emma 呢说在她的部落格最下面呢她说你可以在下面的连结来看到更多 whole food 的这个资讯了。那 links 呢 links 就表示连结的意思的、哦。那连结呢我们中文除了说人跟人连结东西跟东西连结之外呢现在连结呢在我们 internet, 它呢更表示了呢就是我们可以连到其他网站的这个连结了。那呢可以连到哪里呢就是像说这个我们说 web page address, 你呢就可以连到其他不同的网站。
Okay, now maybe some of these links look at the science behind eating whole foods. Maybe some of them are stories from other people who've tried a whole foods diet. Maybe some are recipe ideas or videos from people so they know how to follow a whole foods diet and so on. Basically, what we're getting is more information and other ideas. Okay, and that brings us to the end of today's article, so it's time for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, have you ever tried following a diet? And the follow-up, did it work for you?
Okay.For me, because I like to take shortcuts,、uh-huh. I don't like to work out.
Okay, that's
so
good.
So I tried lots of different diets, like、some people said you don't eat carbohydrate
diet,
only、
yeah.
eat meat.、Uh-huh. And some people said you should only eat vegetables, or、okay. some people said you should only eat like sweet potatoes or、
right.
apples. Yeah, I tried all of them.And I have to say, none of them works for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like、you actually go work out and keep a healthy diet, like she said.
Yeah, I think as long、yeah. as you eat fairly normally,、
yeah.
you know, you don't eat too much of anything, then、
yes.
you're kind of going to be okay. Don't eat too much. Don't eat too much of one thing, like sugar or fat.
Yes, yes.
Exercise a bit. Now, I haven't really tried any diets like that, but since I don't eat meat...I'm、okay. kind of on a constant diet forever.
Yeah.
So, because I'm always saying, no, I'm not going to eat the meat. Now, vegetarians, we have to be careful because we don't eat meat.、
Yes.
That's a big protein source we're not getting.
Yeah, okay, so how can you get protein?、
We can get protein from eggs if you eat eggs. I'm not vegan. Vegans would not eat eggs.
Oh, okay.
You can get some protein from things like milk and cheese.
Milk and cheese.
Vegans don't get that.Tofu.
Tofu
has quite a lot of protein
like
in
soy it. Beans.
Yes. So, and other beans as well, in fact. Any、
okay.
kinds of beans, nuts and things like that, I make sure I get plenty of those because that's where I get protein. I also only try to eat、brown bread, which
brown
is the、
bread?
Whole grain.
Ah, yes.
So I prefer not to eat white bread. So I do a few things like that. I probably could be doing better, but there you go. That's how we look.That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for watching. Join us again next time. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
Bye-bye. Bye.
What the Whole Foods Diet Can Do For You. Emma's Post, September 29th. Hi, everyone. I recently started a Whole Foods Diet. all you need to do is eat food in its natural state. This means cutting out food that has extra things added to it. Here are some examples of this. I make fruit smoothies instead of drinking sugar-heavy fruit juices. Also, I started cooking chicken in a healthy way rather than buying chicken nuggets. Finally, I make sure I get plenty of whole grains. Following this diet has helped me lose weight and a little body fat. This is because there's less added unhealthy fat, salt, and sugar in the food I'm eating. I also feel healthier, and I have more energy to do things. What's more, I read that I'm getting more important vitamins through this diet. These things help my health in ways I can't see. I encourage everyone to try the whole foods diet and see if it works for you. The links below tell you more about it.
Vocabulary Review.
Recently. Lisa has recently been promoted to sales manager. Natural. There's a lot of natural beauty in the mountains and countryside. Extra. I have an extra ticket to the baseball game. Would you like to go with me? Vitamin. Fruits and vegetables contain many vitamins that we need to keep our bodies healthy. Encourage. The basketball coach encouraged his team to communicate more during games.